This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The House Ag Subcommittee on Livestock, Rural Development, and Credit held a public hearing Wednesday to review credit availability in rural America. Chairman Eric Crawford said the hearing was important because the farm credit landscape is always changing. The ag economy is highly cyclical, and after a recent period of historic highs, Crawford says crop prices have declined and farmland values are slightly decreasing. To sustain an abundant food and fiber supply into the future, he says responsible farm and ag credit policies must be in place. Ranking Member Jim Costa agrees and says it's imperative for farmers, ranchers, and dairy producers to have access to necessary resources to produce the best and safest food and fiber in the world. Subcommittee members heard from two panels of witnesses, which included representatives from the Farm Credit Administration, USDA Farm Service Agency, Federal Reserve Bank, Farmer Mac, and local banks. The fight over EPA's proposal to vastly expand its control of U.S. waters is reaching a boil in Congress, where ag lawmakers continue to blast the plan as a massive land grab. Not since the days of EPA proposals to regulate cow flatulence, fugitive dust, and pesticide spray drift has a planned EPA rule drawn this much fire. South Dakota Senator John Thune.
If the EPA's power grab is left unchecked, few bodies of water will be able to escape the regulatory reach of the Obama EPA. This proposed new definition could apply to countless numbers of small wetlands and creeks that are typically regulated at the state level.
Thune argues, and EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy conceded in April, the rule doesn't limit EPA Clean Water Act jurisdiction to just navigable waters, but to all waters that can impact navigable waters.
It also deems all tributaries to be categorically jurisdictional. And for the first time ever, ditches, Mr. President, are defined as jurisdictional tributaries. This is cause for concern.
Subjecting irrigation, roads, and stormwater ditches to regulation under the Clean Water Act, possibly requiring permits, compliance costs, and threats of fines or lawsuits. That while interfering with the timely ability of farmers to fertilize, plant, and irrigate. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says normal field work could suddenly require an EPA permit. According to one Roberts constituent,
it will be more difficult to farm and ranch or to make changes to the land, even if those changes would benefit the environment. For the folks back home, the issue of the EPA trying to control more water, whether or not it is actually navigable, this isn't new. We've been down a similar road before with the agency wanting to regulate all of the water in the country, even in small farm ponds. I would tell my colleagues that no self-respecting duck would ever land.
Roberts has joined in a Senate proposal to stop the EPA rule. A similar effort's been mounted in the House, though Senate Democrats have so far blocked the Senate move. Still, Roberts says Congress has stopped this type of foolishness before, and he expects they will succeed again. County fair season is well underway. Many people travel to the fairs for the rides, mud drags, and of course, the food.
Honey, would you like an elephant ear?
But for some, it's more than games and cotton candy. Last night at the Macoupin County Fair was the annual Junior Livestock Auction. One of the big surprises of the evening was Damon Staten, in his last year of showing, selling his barrow for $9.25 a pound.
It sold for $9.25 and it was a 292-pound barrow.
And what breed was it?
It was a Duroc.
And I think we can safely say, the auction's not quite over yet, but I think we can safely say that that's going to be a record breaker for this auction. Can you go ahead and just go ahead and tell me how you feel right now?
Well, I feel really ecstatic right now. Sometimes you don't know what to say because it is the last year I'm doing the livestock auction, and it means a lot that some people came out and helped support it and helped support me. It means I've been through for 10 years now is what it's been. The auction's been going on for 11. I'm one of the kids who've seen it from the start up, and now as I exit, hopefully help turn over a new leaf for younger kids and set the bars higher and get people going.
And what are you going to use the money towards?
The money's going to go towards to college and living expenses as I go into my second year of college and trying to live off that. It'll be interesting to see how far it goes, because as that stuff gets very expensive, we can all attest to that.
Oh yeah, college will eat that up pretty fast, but hey, it's better than nothing. And just tell me what your future plans are.
Right now I'm attending Lincoln Land Community College, and after that I'm going to try and transfer to an agricultural major college, at whether that be U of I or Western Illinois, who knows yet. And hopefully I can follow in some footsteps so that my brothers have laid and everything will go as planned.
So I take it you've been showing since you were a little kid, right?
Yeah, I think they said I had a whip or a pipe in my hand when I was 4 years old, and I was walking around with my grandpa or dad or my two older brothers trying to show some pigs. I've shown at the Illinois State Fair since I was 10 years old, and this is the final year for it. Hopefully we can go out with a bang.
Well, I wish you luck at the State Fair. And tell me, what do you think showing has done for you over the years?
That's a tough question. Showing, it's really a tough question if you really think about it. I've made great friends. I've made unbelievable friends. And the people I've met is just, and the responsibility it's taught me and the way it's helped me grow up and a relationship it's built with my family. Sometimes you get some arguments with your two older brothers and your grandfather and father in the barns, but those moments you can cherish because you can always turn back and laugh on them and realize that, hey, they do mean a lot still. You've learned something from those arguments.
Well, hopefully as you go on and kind of age out of junior showing, you'll be able to keep the showing aspect in your life in some way.
Yeah, we will always continue. I mean, I say always, I have a little niece coming on in the future, so we will always continue, hopefully, to show. Hopefully she enjoys as much as I do and my family does. We'll continue selling the pigs off the farm, and we will continue going to the bigger shows and trying to make our name bigger as it is and try and sell more off of there too.
So I think it's safe to say that with you guys, showing is a family business.
Yes, it is very family-oriented. There's five people who have a say in it, and there's three of us who continue to make a lot of the main decisions and continue on, and it's going to be, as we get older, it'll be more family-related than it already is.
Well, I wish you luck in all the years to come and with more family members aging up and stepping up to start showing pigs.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Damon Staten, who sold his barrel last night at the Macoupin County Fair for $9.25 a pound. B&J Service Company bought that barrow. In other areas of the junior livestock auction, Jared Brown sold the highest price per pound steer, selling his 1,216-pound shorthorn for $1.80 a pound. That was purchased by B&J Service. Kayla Corton set the record per pound for sheep by selling her 83-pound wether for $7 a pound. However, the overall high seller of the sheep went to Connor Schmidt, selling his 141-pound wether for $4.50 a pound. Kayla Corton's wether was purchased by B&J Service, and Connor Schmidt's wether was purchased by Tom Smith. The youth were busy with more than just the auction. The 4-H fair results have been released. For the cat show, best of show went to Ryan Davis. Reserve cat went to Ferris Howard. Best of show kitten went to Evelyn Hayen. Reserve best of show kitten went to Elizabeth Garou. For the swine show, Nicholas Spencer had the grand champion gilt, class champion barrow purebred, and the grand champion barrow, and also was awarded senior showmanship winner. Isabel Wolf was your junior showmanship winner. Logan Connors had class champion gilt, class champion barrow crossbred, and pair of barrows. For your sheep show, Rachel Wolf had the grand champion ewe, Megan Wolf had the grand champion ram and won senior showmanship, and Kayla Corton had your grand champion market lamb and won junior showmanship. For the beef show, grand champion female went to Sam Wolf, reserve grand champion female went to Mackenzie Wolf, grand champion steer went to CJ Waters, reserve grand champion steer went to Jared Brown, junior showmanship winner was Samuel Wolf, and senior showmanship winner was Emily Wolf. Samuel Wolf had your class champion early junior yearling heifer calf, intermediate junior yearling heifer. Mackenzie Wolf had your class champion late junior yearling heifer calf and summer yearling heifer. Anthony Joyner had the class champion junior heifer calf. Isabel Wolf had the class champion senior heifer calf. And CJ Waters had your class champion steer. There's still more going on at the Macoupin County Fair. Be sure you stay tuned to WSMI for more fair updates. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.